It's breakfast time for the hungry sea lion pups at the Marine Mammal Center in South Salido, California. In one of the large cages that holds the mammals, volunteer Hillary Cozeny is wearing a plastic apron, gloves, and rain boots. She carries a large wooden board that covers her from her feet to her waist while feeding sardines to 8 recently rescued sea lions and elephant seals. The board serves several functions.
Partially it's to block them from if they're going to try to bite us or anything like that. It's to kind of protect us. They're wild animals and we're approaching them, so they don't know that we're trying to help them. They think that we're just scary people, which is good. We want them to be scared of people when they get back in the wild. If we get close to them, which we have to if we're trying to feed them and things like that, they can get scared and try to bite.
Cozeny explains that the other function of the board is to take away from the human shape so they won't associate humans with food. The 40-year-old center is one of the largest marine mammal rehabilitation hospitals in the world. And this year, it's responding to record-breaking numbers of starving sea lion pups that are washing up on the shores of California. More than 700 sea lions have been treated here since the start of the year, compared to the 146 animals treated in the first quarter of last year.
And this has never happened before this early in the year. I mean, we started seeing these animals in February, January, and it's incredible. It's so unusual that there's no really good explanation for it.
Sean Johnson is the center's director of veterinary science.
When they first get here, some of them may have never had a fish before. They've only had mother's milk, and so they're with their other animals in the pen, and they have to put a fish in their mouth, and they have to learn how to swallow it. And we don't release them until we know that they've learned that skill.
Johnson adds that many of the mammals arrive stressed and dehydrated and can only handle fish via tube feedings. There's no single proven cause to conclusively explain the large numbers of beachings, but Johnson says it does coincide with record high ocean temperatures off the California coast.
We're different than a zoo or aquarium. I think someone mentioned it at the beginning. We're a hospital, so we don't keep any animals here beyond once they're healthy. Once they're rehabilitated. Do you all know that word?
Yes. Yeah.
In addition to rehabilitation and research, the Marine Mammal Center also gives educational tours to students. Two boys named Mateo Malco Allen and Mateo George, are part of a group of fifth graders on a class trip.
It's really bad that all the food is going deeper and farther away, so then the mothers have to go farther to find food and the babies wait too long, so then their idea is just to swim away, but they're not old enough to swim very far or very deep, so then they just end up washing up on the beaches with their intestines swarming with parasites and all skinny and sick.
Pneumonia, some of them have pneumonia. When I grow up, I'm going to be a mechanical engineer, so I might be able to make like a machine that could help like keep the waters at perfect level for them.
But short of magical or mechanical solutions, questions remain. What will the seal and sea lion pups do once they are back in the warming waters of the Pacific? If a shortage of food causes them to wash ashore, will there be enough to eat when they return to their native waters? California Stranding Network Coordinator for NOAA Fisheries, Justin Visbicki, says that even seals that have been rehabilitated may not survive due to the current conditions in coastal areas.
It's a very challenging situation. You know, Mother Nature is taking its course out there. And as humans, you know, we can do little things here and there, but the reality is that we're not going to save all those animals.
Visbicki says another challenge is too much human interest in the disarmingly cute animals.
We've got people picking up sea lions, taking them home. We've got people getting bit by sea lions. We've got people taking selfies with sea lions. People have very poor decision skills these days. When in the day and age of the selfie, it's everybody wants to get as close as they can, touch and do all these things with these animals. And really, the animals are sick and dying, and they don't have enough energy to really run away or to bite.
What would the boys do if they saw a seal on the shore?
Call the Marine Mammal Center and tell them that there is a seal
stranded
and like hungry.
So what would you tell other kids for sure not to do if you saw
pick them up and take them home, because it's technically illegal.
Visbicki says scientists are doing the best they can to get the seals off the beach, and heroic efforts continue across the western coastline to nourish, study, and bring the mammals back home to the sea. In the meantime, he says, save that selfie for someone else. Karen Argood, FSRN, South Salida.